Oh, well, I've been a filmmaker now for over 10 years. I did a Bachelor of Film Production at SA University, and I was always inspired by films when I was younger, and they made a big difference in my life in terms of being connected with humanity and learning and education and inspiration. And so I always knew I wanted to be a filmmaker because I felt it was a great medium to make a difference in the world and really, share a positive message and uplift people. So they're the sort of films that I like to make, is something that's really going to make a difference.
What gravitated you to this story?
What actually gravitated to me to this story was my sister. So she was actually a Bowen therapist at the time, and we were making a video for her business. And I started to ask her questions about the therapy because I knew it was quite a big therapy in Australia anyway, and it is all around the world, but I didn't know much about it. When she started to answer the questions and she said that it was an Australian guy, I started to get very curious, but she didn't have much answers for me. And the more I researched, the more I found it was quite mysterious that it was just this guy from Geelong in Australia who actually worked at a cement works. He was like a person, like an actual, just a normal Australian bloke. He somehow started to discover a gift within his hands and this intuitive ability to be able to heal people and work out what was wrong with people just by looking at them and just by putting his hand over them. And he was having, people from all around the country coming to see him for treatment.
Yeah, and there's lots of elements to the making of this film. Like you've got several strands running through the film. So there's testimonials, but then there's this reenactments, which means, of course, you've had to create a drama at the same time as a documentary. So, I mean, that's quite an interesting approach, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very interesting approach. And it really, we did actually write a script early on, and it had that in it. I really love stories, the story side of filmmaking and documentaries. And so I thought, how can we do it where it's educational and it's also really captivating? And I think that adding in those different elements of drama and, actors and story and going back into the history and really bringing that to life, as well as with experts of today who are doing that sort of work and what they're uncovering, and also the testimonials that you mentioned as well, and just sort of combining it all together into one mesh that creates a really interesting film that has, like you said, all these different elements.
And you actually act the part of one of the key characters, which is quite an interesting development for you, I presume.
Yeah, it wasn't something that was ever planned. I mean, I guess maybe somewhere in the back of my head it was. I always loved acting as well, and in this particular film, we were struggling to find a person to fit the role of Ozzy with our low budget and what we could afford to pay and the amount of time that it would take. And my sister turned to me and said, "Well, have you ever thought about you playing it?" And I said, "I would love to. Do you think I suit the character?" And then we just started working with it.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, too? Because this Ozzy character, I mean, Ozzy's in the film and he's actually quite a delightful person.
Yeah, he's a very charming guy, really, really friendly guy. And he's just, he's a farmer who went from being living in Hamilton his whole life in the country. And because of the story and because of his wife that he was, well, at the time, that his girlfriend that he was committed to, he embarked on this journey to help her. And that led him to meeting this mysterious man, Tom Bowen. And then he had to really transform himself because he fell in love with this work and made a promise to Tom that he would take it to the world. So he had to turn from a farmer into this really tenacious, sort of entrepreneur to take what Tom had, because Tom was just a healer, and actually bring it to the world, which obviously comes with a lot of challenges when you try to bring something that's unknown and you take it to the world. And he's done an incredible job at that.
It's a very working class story. A healer with people coming to him to heal them is fascinating because there was so much need for this person to help people that it wasn't just that they found that he got results, but there was so much need, it would appear.
Yeah. It seems like everybody was getting injured. And maybe there just wasn't enough, maybe the health system at the time wasn't meeting the people's needs and the amount of people that were being injured or the amount of sickness that was happening at that time. And I guess people were looking for quicker solutions and someone that they could come and find and that naturally evolved from Tom working at the cement works to then people coming to his place at night. So he had a nighttime clinic, in which at first he was just working on people for free. But then he had to, you know, so many people were coming that he had to give up his job at the cement works and open up this full-time clinic. And the number of people, actually, we're just talking about this last night, the number of people that he was treating when they did the government did an inquiry because there were so many people coming there, and it was an official inquiry. And over the 6-week period, they sent experts to watch him to try to figure out what he was doing. And they noted in that inquiry that he was treating based on that 6-week period, that over the whole 12 months, he was treating 13,000 patients per year. And if you average that out on like a 5-day-a-week working schedule, that equals 50 to 60 patients per day, which is an enormous number. I mean, my sister's a therapist and she gets exhausted from treating, you know, 8 patients a day.
It's not very hard for people to believe that this is, the term healer, and that there's, you know, there's a sort of a mystical element to this, what was happening. And also Tom Bowen, from your reports, believed that it was a gift from God.
Well, that's the account of Oswald Wrench. And yeah, that's what he said, that Tom said to him. You know, I think he was a person who believed in God, and he was a very intuitive person, and he had a very spiritual side to him. And I think that led him to understand stuff that at that time science couldn't understand. And as you would have seen in the film, now there's people who are, you know, the science community is really accepting the fascia. And so the experts that have studied bond therapy and fascia are sort of combining the two and saying that maybe this fascia thing has a spiritual aspect to it, because it is literally the matrix of our entire body. And it's not something, you know, in the past we've always looked at the body as bones and muscles, but there's this whole intelligence inside of it.
Because your script is very clever, because you don't come to conclusions, but you actually explore, which I find a really fascinating approach.
Yeah, that's right. But just to kind of open up people's thinking about the body a bit more, because it's obviously, as time goes on in the science world, things do evolve. And I think that takes a while for the general public to catch up on.
Which actually leads us to how you describe that, or visually, because of course film is a visual medium. You actually do some animation and stuff like that. So that was another element to your film.
Yeah, there is some animation of the fascia, but there is also some real footage of the fascia as well. So Dr. Robert Schleip and other people have actually recorded the fascia, and they gave us rights to use the footage in the film to showcase what's actually like, so you can actually see that net in the film. And so the theory behind the work is that when that net dries up, that's when injuries start to resolve, or an injury might cause that to dry up. And if you can bring hydration back to the network, then automatically healing takes place.
How much of your life has been taken up with making these two hands, the story of Bowen therapy?
It was a independent project, so we had to raise all the funds, you know, on our own. And we, you know, we had a lot of support from the Bowen community to do that as well. Some of the associations helped with that. But I mean, you know, it was a long process just to raise enough funds to get started, and then to continue to raise the funds to keep going. And a lot of it to complete it, I mean, the budget did run out almost halfway through, and we just had to keep going and keep pushing through. So it took 6 years since we started the project.
I've spoken to filmmakers who have been working on projects for longer than that. So you've actually done quite an amazing thing.
Yeah, to have it completed, and then also to be doing, you know, quite well in the film festival circuit. It's won 3 awards now in the US. That is a really, really great feeling.
Tell me about the editing, because you had various strands that you had to pull together.
Editing is like a film like that is just such a challenge. First of all, we recorded, I believe, over 50 interviews with different speakers, and some of those interviews were an hour long, some of them were 30 minutes. Right there, you've just got an enormous amount of footage, and you've got to take pieces from every single part and watch it through and try to connect them together to tell a story, and to tell a story that somewhat matches the script that you've written for that film. But obviously it's never going to stick to that script, because it's a documentary. It's going to unfold before your eyes. But you, from the research, you can kind of get an a guide of where you want to take the film. But as you start to see it pieced together, it's quite fulfilling. Through the editing process, you know, and especially once the story side of it kicked in with the actors and Bendy Costella playing Tom Bowen, and then the speakers talking about, you know, near the end of Tom's life, I must have cried 20 times in the process of editing that film.
You're happy that you're in the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival?
It's just such a, like, it's such a great thing, especially because it's Melbourne, and that's the story's based in, you know, not Melbourne, but Tom would often come to Melbourne, and it's a Melbourne based story that's, well, obviously it's in Geelong, but that's the closest main city to Melbourne. So yeah, it's just so wonderful, and it's such a great festival to be a part of.